This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. We are at the CBC Alumni Golf Tournament, one of the best in the area. They've raised over $3 million for 13 years. A lot of it is because Martin is just an incredible MC after the event. That's a pretty tough thing to do. Those guys want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And you're cracking jokes, but you do a great job.
Now, I have to say, getting their attention, God bless them all, is a little challenging. We used to do it outside, kind of keeping everyone focused is a little difficult, but no, John Bomarito leads the way, tells me exactly what to do, and I follow his orders. You give people a couple of drinks, they tend to be a little more generous. That's one of the keys.
Good point. Hey, before we get to our special CBC guest, let's kind of go back and forth about celebrity sightings or people you saw. My biggest is Michael Phelps.
See, I never saw Michael Phelps, so I think you're the leader in the clubhouse.
Who else?
I mean, if
you
I
say?
Told you I saw John Kelly, that Doug Armstrong, I mean, a lot of St. Louis
Chris
types.
Chris Pronger, Aeneas Williams. What was Aeneas doing wearing, around the players?
But Aeneas was wearing his Sunday red. Did you see that yesterday?
Yeah, and he was like walking inside the clubhouse.
Yes.
Maybe he was the pastor. Maybe he was the FCA pastor for it.
Boy, what a good end.
Yeah.
We should have been pastors. We would have been inside the clubhouse.
Trying to think. McInnes, Federico, who else?
Yeah, I don't know if I had national celebrity sightings.
They said Waka was there. I didn't see Waka.
I heard Waka was there also. I never – was Phelps inside the ropes?
He was on hole number one.
Yeah. Part of the entourage
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and signing autographs and taking pictures with everybody. Could have been nicer.
When Gary Woodland went by, I was looking for Army because I know his friend was the caddy.
Yeah.
I didn't know how close he was able to get. In fact, maybe we'll get Army on tomorrow to talk about his
– That'd be great.
Because he was – you know, here he is, the president of the Blues, big-time executive, and he was just kind of out there with the fans, sweating it out.
All right, let's welcome to the program Brett Gabbert, the younger brother of Blaine Gabbert, who carved out an absolutely stunning career at CBC as their quarterback, 64 touchdown passes, nearly 6,000 yards, 33 touchdowns last year for the state champion, Post-Dispatch Player of the Year. Brett, good to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You know what, Martin, when he was like about six or seven, we were doing a story on Blake, on Brett, I don't see. Wait a minute. We're doing a story on Blaine, and Blaine said, my little brother can throw it almost as well as I can. And then we got video of you throwing. Remember that?
Yeah, dude, in the backyard.
Do you think you have the best arm of the three?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll
have to see. You think you can throw with Blaine right now?
Maybe on certain throws. We'll have to see. Hopefully.
I did notice you were saying this is Blaine's brother, and I think he's like, no. Blaine is my brother, okay?
Well, that's when you get 10 years in the league, we can do that.
Right.
What year is he on? Let's see.
This will be his eighth year in the league.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Tennessee Titans, Blaine Gabbert, as seen on Fox 2 the other night. Cool. All right, so this year going in, let's talk to my cadet alums out there.
Yep.
Golden State, is that it? I mean, state title or bust? Not to be the annoying alumni guy, Frank, but I'm demanding a state title at this point.
No, I mean,
how good should the team be?
We should be pretty good. We have a lot of returning seniors. Last year, we had a few injuries, and a lot of guys stepped up, and all the guys that stepped up are now the starters, and we should have a really good team this year. And obviously, the goal would be to get back to state, and that'd be awesome.
How about how lucky you are to play in an offense that's just so pass happy?
Oh, I'm very lucky. You know, Coach B is the best. He's a great offensive coordinator, great head coach. We do, and I have awesome wide receivers. I can catch the ball. So we're very lucky to throw the ball as much as we do.
You've given an oral commitment to Miami of Ohio. Why is that the right fit for you?
Multiple reasons. First of all, the coaches. As soon as I was up there for my first visit, I loved them. They were great guys, especially the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, Coach Kaler, and also the head coach, Coach Martin. I also loved the campus. The campus was awesome. It's not too far away. It's only about 5 hours. I love the atmosphere as well. Of the campus, the kids there. Felt like I could get along with everybody. And then, most importantly, I get to see myself there for the next 4 to 5 years.
So that's give us an idea about your CBC experience beyond football. What have you enjoyed about the school?
Everything, you know, from being a student, being an athlete, everything, like, in the classroom, outside of the classroom. I just love knowing that I'm a CBC student. And it's just great.
How about this angle? Give me an idea about what you do in terms of preparation for a Friday night game. Because,
right. Okay,
Martin, who was the quarterback at CBC your senior year? Do you remember? Or junior year? Who was
the
big star
remember.
Quarterback?
Well, my freshman year, they were 10-0. John Berta was the quarterback, but my senior year, this is now whoever it is going to be really offended because I don't remember.
But John Berta was
a great player. John Berta was the
really good quarterback.
And they were 10-0 my freshman year.
When I was at
DeSmet, was a Shell Hart that might have been my junior year.
When I was at DeSmet, it was Ken Klump, one of the best athletes ever. Okay, do you think John Berta or Ken Klump spent the week looking at tape?
No, they were probably at the park more.
What do you do tape-wise? Listen to this, everybody.
Watching film-wise, usually I'll watch like the game before, like that weekend, you know, and then we'll go past that. Then on the following week, I start Monday watching the next opponent we play, probably for hour each night, Monday through Thursday, and then by Friday, I kind of know what's going on.
And can you visualize when the game starts? Let's say the other team is moving around on defense. Does it, like, register in your head, all right, I know exactly, I've seen this before, I know what they're doing? In that moment when you're under center, does that video kind of, like, play out in your head a little bit?
Oh, yeah, usually. If I've studied film the right way and I kind of know what's going on, then if, like, if a defense moves a certain way, I usually tend to know what's going on, what they're doing.
How about your coolest NFL moment with Big Brother? What have you gotten to do? How often have you been on the sidelines?
Coolest moment.
And what has he bought you that's really cool with all that money?
Yeah, has he given you anything?
He has like a Nike account that he allows me to get Nike stuff off of. That's probably the coolest stuff.
So you can go on his account and buy shirts and hats and shoes?
Yeah, yep.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
not bad. Like that, a Nike account.
The coolest moment as a
Did you go to games in
Jacksonville?
How about
the first game when they beat the Rams?
San Francisco?
Were you at that game? When they beat the remember when they beat the Los Angeles Rams, I think, in their first game?
Oh, in San Francisco,
yes.
Right? I believe.
That was so great.
Monday night game, maybe?
We felt like he was doing it for St. Louis.
Oh, for Arizona? This last past year?
Well, I was thinking 2 years ago in San Francisco.
For the 49ers Rams.
Did you get to play in that Monday night game?
I don't remember. But probably the coolest game was when it was the Cardinals last year. And they beat the Jags at the Cardinals' place when he was starting. That was
probably
really cool.
Meant a little something to him, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did.
All right, before we let you go, seeing how you're not quite Blaine's size,
right.
I got to think with as prolific a passer as you are that your hero could be somebody like Drew Brees. Who's the guy you love besides your brother in the league?
First, I always love my brother, family. But after that, it would be a guy like Baker Mayfield or Drew Brees. Guys like those, you know, mobile but also great passers, you know. They don't always have the height, but, you know, they still get it done.
And how about fans of the prep game, St. John's School out of Washington, D.C., coming here late September.
Yep.
What do you know about them? And give people an idea of how big this matchup is.
I do know they're very good. I just heard they're ranked like sixth in the country. Fans out there should expect a great game. You know, I'm excited for them to come here and play them.
Good stuff. Congrats on a great career. Good luck this season, Brett. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Brett Gabbert, the CBC star quarterback and the Post-Dispatch reigning player of the year.
All right, how about five for Frank? Let's rattle off five quick ones for Frank. It's brought to you by the First Tee of St. Louis. A lot of golf talk over the weekend and maybe got you interested in the game. So you're getting out there and you realize you've got a couple of sets of clubs. You don't need both. If you have them laying around, donate those to the First Tee of St. Louis so they can put them to good use. The First Tee, stlewis.org, is their website. All right, Frank, number one, your favorite moment of the whole weekend. Can you wrap it up? Was there one moment that you were like, God, this is surreal, this is unbelievable?
I think I would just have to say Tiger walking off and looking back at the crowd and just milking it all in and so appreciative and so emotional. It's the essence of sports, a guy taking his best shot and not feeling bad because he didn't win.
And how about the proximity at the end? You and I are standing there in that interview area. I mean, he's like 2 feet away, 3 feet away. And even though, like, I lost my fandom a long time ago, like, you interview famous people all the time. I don't really get that excited. But for a moment, I was like, that's Tiger Woods. Yeah. I will never be this close to Tiger Woods again in my life. He doesn't know how special this moment is.
Because if there's a Ryder Cup here in 8 years, he'd be 50. It may be tough making that team.
Right.
Although Phil may make it.
The quietest weekend had to be Phil's.
Yeah.
Quietest week.
In and out.
It was
out.
Like he wasn't even here.
Yeah. He didn't do any interviews, too.
Not that I'm aware of.
He didn't do the one around the pool area, and he certainly wasn't brought inside of the podium.
And I don't know if he was ever requested by the PGA folks early in the week. I guess he didn't really need to talk. I mean, he wasn't coming in as a heavy favorite or anything. But it was amazing how he played, left. I honestly, you heard You heard way more from – name a random guy. And
Stuart Sink.
Stuart Sink talked. I mean, all right, five for Frank. Your Cardinal interest a week ago as opposed to now after the 5-1 week.
Well, it was probably like a 7 last week because they had started to turn the thing around, but now it's about a 9. I mean, let's face it. They're 2.5 games back. One team is ahead of them, the Dodgers, who are 2 back, and they're tied with Colorado. So, I mean, here's the thing, too, is since Schilt took over, they have the best record in the National League.
Plus 6?
Yeah.
And I have to be honest, I may have blown last night's Cubs game for St. Louis. I'm signing off at about 9:58 and just mentioning, hey, we'll have more coming up at 10. Cardinals winners again. And by the way, the Cubs are losing 3-0. Max Scherzer pitched great tonight up at Wrigley. Nats are coming to town. Boy, this holds. The Cardinals will be 4.5 back in the division. 10 minutes later, producer said, did you see that? Walk-off slam for the Cubs. I'm like, oh, no. But 5.5 back in the division. I think the goal has to be catch Milwaukee because the Cubs and Brewers make it. I just think it's going to be really hard for all three to make it. So maybe your goal should just be run down Milwaukee. If you could pass them, then you got a shot.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be somebody else, whether it's Arizona, L.A., Atlanta, Philly, one of those teams is probably getting in.
And
so you got to get over Milwaukee, I think.
There's Brian Hoffman's lovely mother. Brian is back producing at the station. And you got to believe, too, Martin, that one of these guys is going to come back and have a role, whether it's Waka, Carlos, Wainwright, a long shot, Leon. I mean, you got guys with great resumes out there, and one of them is going to come back, and maybe one of them could make a difference.
I did tell Hoffman last week, let me know how the week goes. Ask me next Monday if I'm interested or not. And I said they have to go 5-1, and then they immediately lost the Monday game. They said, well, we're kind of up against it now. But they won the next 5. I know the Marlins are terrible. The Royals are almost historically bad.
Yeah, it is the perfect storm in a good way for Mike Schilt. One, you had the general manager completely revamping the bullpen and getting rid of all those dogs and bringing in all this young studs. And two, you had this incredible schedule right now that allows you to pound on some bad teams. But he deserves all the credit, and I love the fact that he got mad yesterday and really got into it.
Oh, Schilt, yeah, great to see that. And I think these players are already playing for him. They like him.
Absolutely.
But we all know that takes it to another level when they see him out there fighting for him. All right, number 3 for Frank. Can we put the argument to bed once and for all that birdies are bad at a major, that for some reason a course has to be unbelievably difficult? When they go to the U.S. Open, everybody complains. It's too hard. It's too hard. Nobody wants to see plus one for the winner. Now we have a major and guys are scoring. Oh, that's too easy. This apparently the Golf Channel was all over. Oh, this is too easy. This is not a true major. Well, if it's so easy, why did guys go home on Saturday?
Yeah.
How come the winning score wasn't minus 30?
Those are just these stodgy purists who probably were ripping Bell Reef for the greens all week. And look, we did have the lowest PGA Championship score ever, but there were plenty of guys that couldn't find their ball after their drive, okay?
Right.
You had to drive the ball really well.
Think of the crowd noise that we're all talking about all weekend long. What you'll always remember was the roar when Tiger would make a birdie. The roar for a par or a bogey after you came out of the sand is not the same. You go to a baseball game, what does a kid want to see? He wants to see a home run, maybe a strikeout. I just think this idea that it's too easy is ridiculous because people want to see scoring. If I told you, oh, Tiger finished strong on Sunday, he was 1 under, you'd say, ah, okay. He was 6 under. He had 8 birdies. That's 8 different times out of 18 holes where the crowd had a chance to roar. That's what people want to see.
Yeah. One more thing on Tiger, too. How about the fact, Martin, at his age, with 4 back surgeries and knee surgeries, that he played 29 holes on Saturday afternoon? I know it's not like he's carrying his own bag or anything like that, but still, to be able to endure that. I love the fact that, Martin, right after those guys finished up on Saturday morning, they did do a little media thing. And you know what they all did? They said, hey, we're going back to take a nap. We're going to go shower, take a nap, have lunch, going back to their house. Not in the clubhouse, go back to their house and get away from it all.
Yeah, it was interesting, some of the post-round interviews. One guy, I think Tiger said, I'm hungry. Somebody else said, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And then I think the third guy.
I think Tiger said both.
The third one was, are you tired or hungry? He said, both. All right, number four, Five for Frank, brought to you by the First Tee of St. Louis. Coming to you live today, Whitmore Country Club here. We've got the CBC Alumni Open presented by the Bomarito Automotive Group. My wife Kim was at the course yesterday, and we're walking around talking a little bit about the game. She's not a huge golf fan, and she was watching these guys play, and she said, is it a little bit of luck out there, or is it skill? She said, what do you think it's more? I said, well, it's more skill than luck. But I started thinking about the game of golf, like any sport truly, but how much does luck factor in? I mean, if a ball hits the lip of the cup and rolls in, it's a birdie for Tiger on 11. And it just kind of rolls out. I mean, what do you think the percentage
is? Well, that was 14. 11 was the one where it almost went in. Was that the one right on the edge?
11 was the long birdie that almost went in.
Yeah,
it
and then 14 was the one that
But won. Is it skill or luck? If you're a golfer, you can practice like crazy.
Yeah.
Luck is certainly a part of it.
Kim is very perceptive. She is absolutely right. There is some luck involved.
All right, number five. I feel like I'm a member now at Belle Reve. I mean, I've been there for a week straight.
No,
kind of gotten
not.
To know the lay of the land. I know where the clubhouse is. I know where Mike Tucker's office is. When's the next time we're welcome back? Are we? You know, Koepka got a lifetime membership for winning yesterday.
Is that right?
They told him that in the post game, and he said, "Oh, that's great. I'll try and get back." I'm like, only in his world. Only in his world. He said, "I'm going to try and bring some of my buddies." He goes, "That might be fun if I could fly up with a bunch of my buddies and just play around. That would be cool." Especially if they gave us the heads up when he was going to be playing. When's the next time Frank and Martin are welcome back at the prestigious Belle
Reve? Will you get those guys off our grounds right away?
Like, we'll just be wearing our pass a week from now, out there doing a little chipping, see Al MacInnis, Doug Armstrong. Hey, guys, how you doing? Jay Williamson's like, what are these guys doing? By the way, Jay Williamson was doing a lot of Sirius XM, PGA Tour radio. We started this. We vaulted him. They clearly heard him on 590 and said, we got to put this guy on the network.
Nice to see. We've done that with others in the past, like Trent Green. I'm trying to think what other broadcasting career.
We kind of launched.
Tioka Jackson definitely made him the Big Ten Network analyst he is.
And by the way, Frank is not crazy. According to Brian Hoffman, Gabbert was 22 of 35 with a touchdown versus the Rams in that game.
Yeah.
It was that Monday night game 2 years ago where they opened it up. And then you had the fan running on the field and the great call by Kevin Harlan that whole time. Mr. Bomarito is in the house. The great
Mr. Bomarito, one of the outstanding columnists in the country. People don't realize this. His Sunday column in the Post-Dispatch is outstanding. All right, let's take a short time out. Hopefully we're going to visit with the Bomaritos also. A quick word about Maryville University. Their Digital World program provides students with free iPads located with textbooks and more than 150 apps. The program is designed to engage students as critical thinkers and problem solvers, as well as give students the skills and confidence to keep pace with emerging workplace technologies. Go to maryville.edu. We appreciate them being one of our title sponsors. And, of course, we have Hollywood Casino as our sponsor of the program. The Bomarito Automotive, or Hollywood Casino people, just do an unbelievable job. If you get a chance, head on out to Hollywood Casino for a weekend of sports where you stay in their newly refurbished rooms. It's like the Ritz. You'd watch some games at 99 Hops House. You have an elegant dinner at the Final Cut Steakhouse. You do a little gambling, little people watching. They just do an unbelievable job. We're so thrilled that they're with us on the program. We'll take a short time out, broadcasting live from Whitmore, site of the CBC Alumni Open.